Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. I am on a high right now based on our compassion event that we just finished up. And the good news is, if you wanted to get involved and you're like, oh, I didn't do anything yet, but I was meaning to, you still can, which is great. We crossed the goal of 1,000, but that was our goal for it. But man, there are 3,000 more kids that need help in Kenya. And so you could still sponsor a kid by texting child to 91979, and you'll get a featured kid that's there. Or you can go to wayfm.com and you can sponsor a kid that way. But man, we had so many. We crossed the goal of 1,000 like right after we got in today, and then it just kept rolling. And I think we are close to 1,200 kids. We're at 1,173. And so if you want to help get us to 1,200 kids, that would be amazing. My wife is here today, and she's standing here. She's not even part of the Aftercast today. She is like literally just here refreshing the computer to see how we're doing.
Because it's so exciting to see it and see the numbers go up and know that those are lives being changed.
So. She is compassion personified. Like, she loves compassion, and she has been all in this thing. So there you go. You can still help out if you choose to. It's a great thing to do. And let's get on to a little bit of the Aftercast now. Lady Rock, what do you got?
So I'm doing one about tipping. Okay, I think both of us can agree, like, it has become a bit ridiculous these days. So I found the story that they said it's supposed to make you feel good. You're supposed to,
Right.
If someone is serving you well, you want to give them a little extra just to show your appreciation.
That's the whole idea behind tips. That's why in other countries, they don't ask for a tip. It's not expected. It is, if they really have served you, then you tip. And that's how their culture is. Our culture is like, hand out first, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, a lot of places now are expecting you to tip prior to service. I can name handfuls of businesses now that are like, they do it on a little iPad. They tell you your amount. You give them your card. They flip the iPad around.
And hey, it's, you want to fill this out?
Yeah, 15, 20, or 25% tip. And you're like, you haven't even done anything yet.
Right.
And how am I to know? But it's become more expected or even mandatory of a surcharge.
There are automated systems now that ask for tips. And you're like, no, there's not even a person here. Like,
I tell you one place that I like how they do it.
Oh, yeah, who?
Chewy's.
Okay.
Chewy's Mexican Grill.
Yeah, I'd love to go there today, actually.
Well, what they do is they have a little QR code on their receipt that they give you. And then the waitress or the waiter is not there to take your payment.
Right.
You do it all on your phone. And then it asks you at the end of your meal if you would like to give them a tip.
You know what I have found is more places now are adding the tip in at 18% for, like, it used to be like groups of eight or more. You know, they'd be like, okay, we don't want our waitress, our server to get hosed and everyone like doesn't leave a good tip. But now I've seen it with like six or more. And so it's like, oh, the tip's already in there. And like, in the service could have been horrible.
Well, I don't understand what is keeping like the managers or the owners of these restaurants, what's keeping them from just paying their employees what they should be paying?
Well, it's kind of history because, like,
well, we've changed that before.
I know, right? Like, we got rid of a lot of bad things in our country. Why not this? Because, yeah, servers would typically get paid way less. They'd get under minimum wage because they were being tipped, and that's where the bulk of their money came from. And the restaurants are all like, we can't afford to stay in business if we don't pay them.
Now waiters and waitresses are like, I can do the bare minimum, and I'm going to get the tip no matter what. So it doesn't matter.
And the reality is that this is the social pressure of it, because the tip is completely voluntary, but there's that social pressure when
standing there staring at you.
They flip it around and they're like, here, let me turn the screen around. And, you know, and I like when they look away at least. And I still always tip. The one place I do not tip, though, is Crumble Cookie. Because they're just handing me a cookie. I'm doing it at a kiosk over here.
I know exactly how you feel, because when I go to this, there's a chicken place that's down the street from here that I used to like, but I would go through through the drive-through, and they want me to tip them. Yes.
No.
Yes, they hand out the iPad, and you have to like put in the. I'm like, you are.
No.
What is going on?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Starbucks does that too.
They do.
What?
Yeah.
Now I get it if you have a really like a high maintenance order like
mine,
Wally.
Sure.
I totally get that.
You should tip every time you order the beast.
Yeah, but if you order something that's on the menu and you haven't made any changes, why should
the lady
in the drive-thru?
The lady at Dunkin' Donuts, I went to a different one than I've ever been to. She was so amazed by my coffee order the other day, she gave it to me for free. Like, I'm like, oh, wait, this is pretty great. The tipping thing drives me crazy because I feel guilty. There's a pizza place I go to all the time, but at least they bring your food out to you and they bus it. So I always tip. But sometimes, you know, like, you'll go to a place and you're like, okay, I'm going to pay cash so that I don't have to tip. And then you still get the thing. Do you want to tip? Like, oh, come on, man. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like, I do think you're right. But the problem is, Rock, is if restaurants say, okay, we're going to pay people. Like, look at McDonald's, for example. Now they're paying people $15, $17 an hour. What happened to those value meals? They're $10. Mm-hmm. And that always gets passed on. So if you keep the tip voluntary, it might keep the price down. But I say that, but no, McDonald's is still $10 an hour, you know, or $10 for a value meal.
I don't know. I saw a sign on a Wendy's that's near here, and they said $16 an hour.
It's crazy.
$16 an hour.
When I was a kid, I would have loved to have made that kind of money. If you were paying $16 an hour and getting better service, it would be great. But but you're still getting so many times the angry people still,
right.
And you're making $16 an hour. It's super frustrating.
And you're expected to tip them.
Oh, Nubia at McDonald's that we go to, that lady should be making $40,000 an hour.
An hour.
She is that great. Like, she is the poster child for how someone should do fast food.
Let me say something here.
Yes.
And I want Marty to chime in. I'm so glad she's here. So
I'm starting to feel like I'm not glad that she's here.
Typically when Nubia is brought up, Marty, Wally always says that is going to be his go-to.
It's my backup plan.
If you pass.
Yes. And the reason is, it's not because like Nubia's great looking. She's just super nice.
Oh, so now she's ugly?
No, man. I'm saying.
It's
not a lust in my heart kind of thing.
Oh, my word.
I know, but just hear me out. She knows the recipe for McGriddles, and that is like, that's giving her the leg up over other people. So,
So all that to say, he wouldn't be too disappointed.
No, I would.
I would definitely.
I
mean, I guess
cry.
It's better than someone named Bambi.
Yeah, that's very true. See, Marty gets it. Yeah, Marty gets it. And Nubia is not 21. Like, Nubia is like 40 something. So,
still younger than me.
Sorry.
And he would be fine with replacing you with a woman that knows the McGriddle recipe.
Yes.
Like, what does that say?
Hey, man,
to him.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
You want to keep this relationship fresh, baby. You should get a job at McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh.
But they're not going to tell you the recipe right away. They're going to hold it. So you'd have to work there for a couple years.
It's literally sausage and syrup.
No,
that
it's not.
It
is scientifically infused in the, I don't even want to get into it with
in
people
the
that,
pancake.
That have that much of a baseline knowledge of it.
Wow. Okay.
All right. What do you got, Gavin?
Oh, yeah. I forgot I was doing this.
Yeah, you
okay,
did.
Okay. So, Gen Zers, probably everyone's current favorite generation right now, is probably like, you both say, your least favorite generation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that.
Really?
It used to be millennials, but Gen Z is really up the game on ridiculous.
I'm a millennial, and I think Gen Zers are funny.
Okay.
I think they have a funny sense of humor.
Because you have a friend named Kelsey.
Right, and she dramatizes everything,
hilarious.
But she does it on purpose, and it's hilarious. I would say boomers are starting to get more annoying to me just because
that's
they
good,
think they're
good,
because
I'm not
always
a boomer.
Well, you might as well be a boomer.
Bit you in the hiney. There,
hey.
Gen Z or millennial.
millennial.
I'm not a boomer. I am Gen X, the greatest generation.
Yeah, but you act more like a boomer than you do a Gen Xer.
Maybe, I don't know.
Your wife
maybe.
Literally called you a grumpy old man.
Yeah. Because they get to a point, like, when in age, I figured it out. Like, you get to a certain age where you're like, you know what? I've censored myself, believe it or not, and I'm just tired of people's garbage. And, like, I'm just going to not, like I'm not taking it anymore. I'm just going to say
stuff. Silent anymore.
No. And the weird thing is, like, for years, I've, like, been in social situations and have not said what was in my head, and I have really found my filter is going away. Like, where I will be in a social situation, and I will literally speak out loud what I'm thinking, and it's not good. What are you mooming about?
I want to know.
I don't even know any examples, but there have been too many times that I'm like,
one.
Babe, you,
what?
He told
you
us
can't
one.
Say that.
Y'all went somewhere and a girl was singing live.
Oh, that was so funny.
That's my favorite story.
That was so funny.
At store little, up in 12 South.
12
what
South.
Was that called?
I don't even remember. It was that little, where you got
that
the stickers.
That little bag store.
Yeah. She was singing, and it was so bad.
I mean, there was nobody in that room but us.
It was so
bad.
And her
mom.
Yeah.
And then he says something. I'm like, babe.
I know.
She can hear. I mean, we all know your voice just like...
And I didn't even mean to. Like,
you don't
I wasn't
even know how to whisper.
I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I just went, "Oh, this is bad." You know, like what was going on in my head processing in that moment?
She was a child.
Popped out. Oh, she was old enough to know she wasn't good. Or she should have been told by somebody. Somebody should have loved her enough to say, "Maybe this isn't your career." Okay.
Would you have told your like if Haley wasn't good at acting?
Yes, I would have told. And I had. I had told when she was younger. I told her after different plays.
We're
that
a pretty honest
in.
Family.
I was like really direct with her. I'm like, that wasn't like your best, you know? And so it forced her to work harder and get good. And now that girl can sing. That girl crushes it. But she wasn't always good. And I told her.
Let's bring up another topic. Oh, I love that Marty's here.
I don't
love that
Marty's here.
I'd like to get her two cents on it. Right. So every now and then, your daughter, Haley, will come up in a conversation and how she loves Vacation Dad because Vacation Dad can't say no.
He's the best.
And so we have come to find out, Gavin and I have decided that if Haley were a twin and she had a twin brother, his name is Braylee. We named him. But
spelled the same way.
Yeah. Gavin and I both agreed that if y'all had Braylee, he would have treated Braylee so much different than Haley. He would have expected Braylee to have a good full-time job by now, that he's living on his own.
Well, Haley does live on her own and does have a full-time job. But I will say the difference between raising a boy and a girl is different. I mean, I have a brother.
Yeah.
And the way, I mean, I feel like we were raised the same way, but I think there were more restrictions on him, and maybe because he was...
He's a lunatic.
he was a little bit more trouble.
Is he older or younger?
Older.
He's older.
He's older. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, I think as dads, you want to protect your daughters. Yeah. I mean, look what your
There's
dad did to you, Rock.
Oh, I
like,
know.
He destroyed you.
Wait, what? No. I know for sure that if my dad, if I had been a boy instead of a girl, my dad, if I started driving, my dad would have been like, get your own car.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Right.
I don't care if you've got a clunker, one that you got to like shock every time to get it started. He wouldn't care. But when it comes to me, he's like, okay, you're going to take my, he gave me his truck that he knew would always start.
Yeah.
And it was like a year old. And then he took a 1969, I believe, Ford Falcon, where the hubcaps fell off every time you went around a curve. It blew black smoke out the back. And the passenger door was held on by rope. That's what he drove back and forth to Nashville so that his little girl could have a reliable truck.
If he had a son, his son would have been driving that back and forth
for
to Nashville.
Sure.
100%.
Yeah.
For sure.
My daughter is driving the car that we gave her years ago. Like, it was Marty's, and then we gave it to her, but it only has like 64,000 miles on it. It's a Toyota. It's going to run forever. So it's still in good shape. But even then, I had a thing of like, oh man, I'd rather she had a new car where I'm not there to help her and it's covered, you know. But then I'm like, okay, she has a serious boyfriend now. Like, it's kind of on him. He needs to help her. And if she were to break down, he needs to go get her instantly or whatever. But I do think about that because we have a friend that was here with us this week for Compassion, and his daughter just bought her first new car, and he was happy because he was concerned with all the driving she was doing, like, would it break down? But if I had a son, I mean, my first car was a 79 Volkswagen Rabbit. You know, my next car was a 76. My next car was a 79 Trans Am that broke down all the time. But it was on me. You get it fixed or walk, you
and
know?
Your sisters had reliable cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And we asked this question, too, with Marty. We said, if Braylee wanted a theater degree, would you have done as much for him as you would have for Haley. And he said, no.
No.
Really? No. I would hope we would do the same for both of our children.
I said if
one our fake child. And
poor Braylee.
I said if Braylee was really good, then yes, because guys have an easier time getting in.
He would have had an easier chance
Correct.
To make it.
But if Braylee was mediocre, absolutely not. It would have been like, dude, you need to get a job.
But again, it would have been just like how we tell Haley, well, that wasn't very good, so you need to work better at that. Mm-hmm. And so,
I am curious, how much did you try to see if Haley would get interested in some of the things that you were interested in? Like, I feel like your son would know a lot about like woodworking, would know a lot about the stuff that you work on, like at your house, maybe your hobbies. Like, I feel like your son would be connecting with you on those notes.
I knew she wasn't going to.
Sure.
Like, it was a non-starter. Now, she did one time. I helped to build scenery. I used to help build scenery and stuff. And she was like, I know how to do this. I took a class. And so she did it and it was bad.
No, but
it was not great. She thought she knew how to use the impact driver. She did not. It wasn't that connection. But I never really pushed her to those things. In fact, what happened was the reverse. Like, we got interested in her things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we wanted to, you know, help her and show that we supported her and be into what she was into, you know? So, yeah. We wanted her to be a penguin trainer. That was our first goal.
Yeah.
She hosed us. I would have loved to have paid for her college to be a penguin trainer.
What about Braylee? He wants to be a penguin trainer.
I would have accepted that. I'm like, good on you, Braylee. Good job, son. You want to go to live in the South Pole? Do
it. Okay.
Well, he actually talks to Haley trying to get her to go into radio because she's actually really funny and has a quick sense of humor. And so he's like, you need to go into radio. Yeah. And she's like, I don't think so.
That reminded me because you said, like, you know, did you try to get her into your things? I had told her multiple times. I'm like, look, I can at least get you into a station. Mm-hmm. You have to own it yourself at that point. You can't ride off of my career, but you have to be, you know, something that you're good at and you enjoy and you do. But I could help you get you in. And she had no desire, zero desire. That might change now because she ain't panning out the other way. Dad's horrible. Career is not looking so bad now, is it?
She's trying.
I know, but it's like she could do really well because women in radio, if you are a talented woman in this business, you can actually do really, really well because there's so few of them. There are so many women that are just giggle boxes and have nothing to say and they haven't been trained like guys. I trained Betty like I would train my son. I did. Well, you were difficult.
Like Braylee?
Like Braylee.
I am Braylee.
I trained Katie Rose. I trained Becca. I invested in all the people. I trained Gavin. Like, and so, like, you guys could go anywhere.
Like little puppies.
Yeah, but you guys could go anywhere and work in this industry and do well. And especially as a woman, you actually have an advantage because there are very few women that are good. Mm-hmm. And you're one of the best in this Christian industry, Rock.
Can I give you a hypothetical situation?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I so like here... that you think of hypotheticals.
Oh, I love
all
them.
All the time.
I love
most
them.
Fun
yes.
part
okay,
of
so
this, but
I...
Dad.
I was with Wally and Marty when Haley, their daughter, gave them a call. She was in a panic because her car would not start.
Yes.
And she didn't know how to use
jumper cables.
Had she moved out?
Yeah, she was in Florida.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So she's calling. Wally takes the call. He's trying to help me.
I'm
get
trying
my luggage.
To get
it's a lot.
To Africa with a group of people.
It's a lot. I understand that. So she doesn't know how to use jumper cables. He's taking her through the process. She's sending him photos and telling her what to do. Hypothetical situation.
Yes.
Braylee calls.
Braylee calls.
And he's like, Dad, I don't know how to jump this crap of a car that you've given me or that I bought for myself from a guy in a van.
Right.
I don't know how to use jumper cables.
Right.
Would you have hung up on him?
Yeah. The conversation would have gone like this. Who's this? I thought you were my son. I've already trained you how to do this. Figure it out.
Poor kid.
I got to go to Africa. I'm trying to get Betty in the car. Just, you'll figure it out. Absolutely.
And then you would hang up on
Absolutely.
Him.
Yeah. I had too much stress that day. And like,
no, that's not true. Because I was in the car, so that would not have happened.
Yeah, that's true.
but
yeah,
that
so,
would be the first reaction.
Okay. So I had half a mind, though, because her roommate's boyfriend was there and he couldn't figure it out. Mm. I had half a mind to drive you guys to the airport, drop you off, drive to Florida, punch him in the throat. and say, this is what your dad should have done to you. He should have taught you how to use jumper cables.
And in that case, had I have been with you and had Braylee existed, I would have laughed at you, sir, because you hadn't taught your kid by 22 or however old she is now.
Braylee, I taught her how to use them. She forgot.
24. She's 24, but she's a girl. She doesn't have to know.
Braylee would have had to know.
I would have been ashamed of you, sir, because you're the father of Braylee, and he doesn't know at 24
and that's why,
how to use jumper cables.
That's why, because I would have felt that judgment. I would have disowned him at that point in time. I would have cut him out of the will and disowned
him. Thankful we don't have Braylee.
Yeah, I was going to say, being your son sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it would be very difficult. Gavin would not have survived.
My heart goes out to him.
Or I would have just been, sculpted better.
Yeah, Gavin would have turned into Jake from our digital department.
Aww. Oh, goodness. I love Jake.
Jake is so...
How far off from Jake do you think I actually am,
You're
though?
Doing better than Jake. Jake is so tender.
I don't know. Jake has a bigger bladder.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have as much stomach acid.
I sat with Jake the other day. Jake is like the consummate millennial. Like he's worried about everything and stuff. And I did sit down with him the other day at lunch, and I'm like, so do you got any new neuroses? He's like, not new ones.
But
Jake makes me laugh because he's so comfortable in his own neurotic skin that he just kind of owns it, which that I respect. Like he doesn't expect everyone else to cater to him, but he will tell you he's an odd duck and I love him.
I love it.
Can we move on to birthdays? Because I'm afraid we're running out of time. Yeah. This has been fun. And Braylee, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Okay. So we've got Nicole, who's celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Her brother, Pat. Her brother, Pat, is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. He'll be 35. We both used to listen back to Total Access. He's been a loyal potty for the past year, and both enjoy listening on our work drive.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to come back to that question.
Okay, cool.
Jeff,
happy birthday, Pat.
Celebrated a birthday on the 8th. Celebrated a birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
That was our fault. We didn't do an aftercast yesterday, or did we?
We did.
The day before?
We might have skipped birthday.
It was Monday. We skipped Monday. Whatever.
Wednesday. Jeff.
It was Wednesday.
Jeff says he could also fly a plane in a pinch.
Yes, I know. See, I'm telling you, I could too.
You are not a first responder. Marty, if we were in a serious situation, your plane is going down, and Wally would be the first. He still takes full responsibility for saving a person's life.
Credit.
When he held that oxygen tank.
Yeah.
When he literally just held an oxygen tank that I'm sure they didn't even ask you to do. No. It could have sat on the floor.
Well, actually, I think they did ask him to hold
it.
Because he begged them to.
What they didn't tell, what Marty has not told you is when we finished and we landed, she was like, "You're my hero."
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I thought someone did. Someone whispered it as
I
walked by.
Your own head.
Yeah, I thought
you
it was you.
You whispered that to yourself. Yeah.
He can land a plane. Okay, a jet would be a lot harder, like a jumbo jet. I would have to have someone talk me through the buttons. But a small plane, I could land a small plane.
See, that's why I'm
scared.
But
you're colorblind, so would you even know which buttons to push if they're telling you push the green or push the red?
No, I wouldn't
know
that. They'd have to tell me more specifically than that.
See, that's why I don't want to be on a plane with you, because I'm afraid that something would happen. To the pilot.
Let's not talk about that. He and I fly next week, and I don't like flying anyways.
Oh, man.
Don't worry. He's a first responder.
No, he's not.
There's nothing to worry about. You're with me.
He literally thinks he can handle any situation.
I absolutely agree.
I do appreciate his confidence.
I would rather have a confident man or person in some dire situation than not. Because if I'm going to die, then okay, whatever. But at least I had a moment of hope.
Yeah. Because I'd be like, all right, guys, don't worry about it. I got this. I have flown before. I would say that, even though it's been in little planes.
Why?
I've flown helicopters before, and so I would have been like, I got this. Don't worry about it. So there is a point at which I would take over, and then there is usually a point, too, like where I'm super confident, and then there's that one point where I realize, okay, I'm in over my head, and that's where I probably would make an announcement and be like, hey, excuse me real quick. You know all that stuff I told you about me knowing how to fly? I was lying. I would come clean
so
at the end.
So buckle your seatbelts, guys.
This is gonna hurt. I'm gonna be honest with you. This is gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt a lot.
I'm aiming for the water.
But I can't promise we'll get there.
It's all terrifying.
Yeah, and I'd still hit something else. I could aim for the water and hit something else.
Also, John and Elizabeth want to wish their granddaughter, Madeline, a happy birthday. She's turning 3, and she is sweet and salty.
Nice.
Okay, so the question is, Nicole. She said, I'm a high school teacher, so I'm wondering, who was your favorite high school teacher? was and why.
That's a good question.
I can go first.
Yeah, please.
Mine was a man by the name of Mr. Brooks.
Oh, I really thought it was going to be Jimmy Ray Dunn. Mr. Jimmy Ray Dunn. Mr. Jimmy Ray Dunn, I have a question. Why is this trailer so cold?
He taught us taxidermy. He was my second favorite. My first was Mr. Brooks. I'm pretty sure that's his name. And the reason that he was my favorite, and he was a math teacher, and that says a lot because I hate math to this day. But the reason I liked him is because he would teach us math scenarios playing Battleship, like on the projector.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So he would have the projector out and we would play Battleship, and somehow he would teach us things through playing Battleship.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I look back on it and like I had kind of an adversarial relationship with a lot of teachers.
Of course you don't did. Say.
Yeah, weird, right? Because I was kind of like that. I think Mr. Walker, I liked Mr. Walker. I just have such a distorted view of like what high school was like. Because when you were a kid, you think that these people are like in their 40s or 50s a lot of times. And a lot of times they're like in their 20s like or their 30s. And I remember him being like a very kind teacher, like a kind soul, like Jake. It would be like if Jake was teaching high school, and I remember like, oh, I could control this guy. Wow. Even back then, I used to think like that. But like, he was a very kind teacher, and he wasn't like, there were like certain coaches, you know, they're like, right, I'm the coach, and you're gonna do what I say, and those guys. Mm-hmm. But he kind of led from a different perspective, and you just kind of liked him. He had referent power, like, which is where you just like somebody and kind of respected him for that. He was really cool.
Gavin?
Ugh. I honestly don't remember the name of this teacher, but I also went to 3 different high schools, had 40 plus different teachers, but he was a Spanish teacher at my freshman high school in California, and he would wake up and go surf every single morning.
Oh, that's cool.
And so he was the Spanish teacher, but he was from Norway.
Nice.
So it just had like this creative twist on what you expect from a Spanish teacher.
Yeah.
But he was always happy, and he was always uplifting and positive. And he would always be like very encouraging. Like, people would be terrible at Spanish, but they would get it done, and he'd be like so praising of them. And that was just something where I'm like, oh, that's like what you want to be in life, is just be that happy, do what you love doing every single morning, and just being encouraging to people.
At my school, the Spanish teacher, Miss Anderson, everyone's like, oh my gosh, you will love her. Like, she's the best. And so like generations of students all had her. She had been there. It was like, it was an institution. And so my two older sisters had had her. My older cousin had had her. And like, she's amazing. And I got there and she took no crud from me. And like, she was tough. Like, that was, I still remember some of my Spanish, but she was tough.
My Spanish teacher was great because she was definitely had to be in her 70s or 80s. And she was very deaf. So if you didn't know the answer, you would just say, hey, Miss Evil, this question's really confusing.
Feeble Evil.
Yeah. And she would be like, well, Betty Lou, I'll tell you the answer, but don't tell anyone else. But she was whispering it so loud that everybody could hear the answer.
Whisper yelling.
And so it was kind of like everybody goes, like another kid would raise their hand. They'd be like, I don't understand question number
two. You guys all.
Yeah, and she would just go around, and bless her heart, she never caught on.
Did you remember any Spanish then?
Conozco, and I don't know what that means.
I think it means I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay.
And or then, I know. Conozco, I think, is to know.
And then I know no.
No.
And I know
no.
Si.
Yes, okay.
And that is it.
Oh, que lastima. That means what a pity.
Donde está. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I can't tell you this. It wasn't a teacher, but the person, and I've probably talked about this. If you're new to the podcast or the aftercast, then it was the lunch lady that had the biggest effect on me, Mildred Kelly.
Mildred.
And what, everything you picture with a Mildred, 100% right.
Hairnet.
Oh, she was an older lady with a huge beehive hairdo. She was amazing. Like, I love this lady. She was so cool. I talked to her every day. And she just, she had like a soft spot for me because I used to get in trouble and stuff. And we had a rule. I know. We had a rule that you guys, if you wore a necklace as a guy at this Christian school, you had to have a religious ornament on it. And so for me, I was like, well, I'm just going to push the boundaries. So I made a pentagram, which you do not do
good
at
night.
I know, Gavin, good night. So I made a pentagram.
He was horrible.
What's yeah. wrong with you? So I put this on my necklace just to make a point. And so I get in a lot of trouble. And so they're going to suspend me, and it's a problem. And so I go back through the lunch line the next day, and Mildred Kelly brings me a little gold cross. and you hear my necklaces rolling, I still have this cross to this day, and I'm 54 years old. She brought me this cross, gave it to me to put on my necklace, and she's like, I just don't want to see you get in trouble. And so just do this. And I did it. And I laid down my fight, because I was trying to make a point. You shouldn't have to have a religious ornament on your necklace. And so, like, I laid down that fight because she extended kindness to me when I was kind of like a pissy kid, you know. And it was, and to this day, like, I have never, I mean, I've worn this every day since then, you know. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of her.
What if, hypothetical, we're going back to Briley.
Yeah.
Briley.
Hashtag RIP.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What if he was just like that? Like, yeah, he would try to make stances on things that didn't matter.
It's tough because
would you appreciate it?
Part of me would have to remember that I was wired that way. And because there's things that my daughter is wired like me too. And I have, yes, to remember that. I know all the bad stuff. but like, I would have to try to guide him better. And I would be like, look, I respect your conviction. 100%. I get it. I know what you're trying to do here. Is it worth it? Because you're going to take a hit.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And he would probably say, yeah. He'd probably say, yeah. And I'd be like, all right, well, you're going to take the hit. You're going to have to find out how to be a man soon enough. And so there's going to be a penalty involved. And I'm not going to bail you out. You know, you're going to have to deal with it if that's the route you want to go. And so, yeah, I mean, I'd have to let him learn his lessons the hard way. My daughter, no way. I want to keep her safe and protect her.
Be like, honey bunny, yeah, please don't do that to your daddy. You're going to hurt, yeah, his little bitty heart.
She is wired like me in some ways that it concerns me for
like her dramatic side.
Her dramatic side,
drama.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see, like, though I am glad to see, like, that her, she got so, like, I think liberal, and she still is to a little bit. She got so oversensitive to things with her knuckleheaded theater friends, and like, she would get offended by so many things I said, and that we used to make jokes together, and it was really, honestly, it was making me mad. Like, I didn't want to hang out with her because it was like she's always rolling her eyes and being offended by everything. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then fortunately, I think her boyfriend's been good for her in that sense because he has a funny sense of humor and stuff. And she's kind of coming back to, okay, it's okay to make a joke about this or make fun of this. And it's okay. And it's not real. It's not hurting anybody or whatever. And so I'm glad to see her sense of humor is back. It makes me happy, mm-hmm, honestly. So,
aw.
Marty's sad.
Everyone just looked at me like, what is she going to say?
I was going to see if you were going to say anything.
Do you approve?
Yeah, she was getting a little uptight.
Yeah, she was.
So, and it was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean you knew it. Yeah.
You've always joked about these things. And they're not bad things. Don't take it that way. But it's like, you just
But she would get offended about everything.
Anybody.
It's like that whole generation.
Yeah. So stressful.
That generation, yeah, when you say anything, everyone gets offended. They wake up every day going, oh, how can I be offended?
Right.
And she got into that mindset and it drove me nuts because, yeah, those people drive me crazy.
I feel like those people like always start, they always kind of start in a good place where,
right,
you want to have a heart for everyone,
right,
to be happy and everyone to be okay. But if you let that twist into just getting mad at other people who, mm-hmm, maybe are just different than you and have a different sense of humor than you, yeah, then you've become the problem that you probably started wishing didn't exist.
Well, there's no balance. That's
no.
The thing. A lot of things, a lot of wokeism started off in a really good place. Like, we talk about people being so woke. Woke has become generic now for anybody that's oversensitive to everything. But originally, woke, if you remember, was about racism. And, like, it came from a really good place of, like, especially white people understanding a little bit better the challenges of the black community. And so, like, them helping people see that there has been some disadvantages that they have had. And so, like, to be woke was to understand that and to support that. But then it got to where it got ludicrous. I mean, you look at California. California is talking about these insane reparations for people who were descendants of slaves. And, I mean, they're crazy. And it swung so far right or so far left. And that's the problem. The balance isn't there. And so when you have something swing so far left, then the only reaction is Newton's laws, equal and opposite reaction. So then the right comes back so far on the right. And that's not good either. You know, and it's just you got to find that middle ground, especially in a democracy. You've got to find that middle ground where everyone can, you know, exist within each other, you know.
All right. Now he's going to step off of his soapbox.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do...
Wicked Plans! Everyone's got a Wicked Plans!
It's the weekend?
I know. I am planning on ranting to myself all weekend with different things.
I'm so happy that Marty's here because Wally always gets...
Yes, you guys can. You actually better listen, Marty.
Yeah, I will.
He says that you always ask, what are they doing? And he never remembers.
Exactly. That's true. Every Friday he comes home, I'm like... So what's everyone doing this weekend?
And I'm like, why do you care?
Because I like them.
And there have been times where we've talked about, what are you doing this weekend? We'll ask him. And he'll be like, well, Marty and I, we're going to do something. And I'm like, that's exciting.
Yeah. But I don't know what. Like, this weekend is another example of that. I don't know what. She said, hey, what do you want to do this weekend? I kind of wanted to go foiling, but I've been doing other stuff. And so I know I want to spend time with my wife.
It's a different version of you today. It's
interesting. I don't ever mind if you go foiling.
I know. You're the best.
Whatever, dirt biking, whatever that's called.
No, you're the best, and I appreciate that. But I feel like not a responsibility. That makes it sound like an obligation.
Yeah.
But I like hanging out with you.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes I get out of balance if I do too many other things, and I'm like, I need to bring it back in, and then we go do something. So we're like, I think we're gonna go to Florence, Alabama. Right. It's like a little town, and we like doing that stuff.
It's good.
Yeah.
What's there?
We don't know.
An ice cream place.
We heard there's an ice cream place.
It's like one traffic light.
Oh my gosh. Stores. Y'all are turning into my parents. They're both fully retired. And I'm like, what did you do? Oh, we drove to Lewisburg. What for?
It was there. Yeah.
Just to go look and at see some what stores.
I mean, that's kind of it.
Well, you do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I think it's I think it's funny when it's two like older couples.
Don't even.
Listen, y'all are like
raise them up to your parents' level.
Yes, you just called us
10 years. No, 15. No, you're 10 years younger than my mom.
Your mom's 64?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Your dad's 69, probably?
He'll be 69.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be 69.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so what are y'all doing?
Florence, Alabama.
And that's it?
And pickleball.
Yeah, he'll play pickleball.
I'll play pickleball
first.
Saturday morning.
And you're going to, on Sunday morning, go and get her a donut?
Oh, always do, yeah. Donut.
Do you get a coffee still every Sunday morning?
Are you going to let him get a coffee?
I mean, he goes and gets it, so.
Yeah.
He's had two this week.
Yeah.
Do you actually have a concern level when it comes to that stuff? Like, it's actually there? Level. Okay.
Yeah, we had someone, every time we talk about his drink, the Beast, people do have a lot of concern, especially those who are in healthcare, like nurses and doctors.
Oh, it's never good to have a nurse friend.
Have you checked your blood sugar lately? They're like, that is not good for you.
You're right. We have a nurse friend in our small group, and she'll constantly comment on other people's things. And so then I went to someone that went to doctor school recently, and he's like, yeah, no, that's not right. He's like, we have you on this medicine because it's what's best for you. Like,
because
you
drink the Beast a lot, so we need you on this medicine.
Yeah, if you just didn't drink it,
I would like to know. Like, if he didn't drink his bubbly water, whatever
grape
that's
waters.
Called.
Yeah.
Or the Beast.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind like a Coke every once in a while, but he also has like the biggest McDonald's Coke with no ice.
So good.
So that's a lot of Coke. That's probably like a 2 liter.
Yeah.
in one drink.
Hey, do you guys know just off the top of your heads how bad bread is for you?
Yeah.
And how my wife took 6 rolls from.
I did not take 6 rolls.
You took. I have none
3.
Of the. I think it was 4.
There was 3.
I think it was 4.
Why'd you start at
6? I had 3 yesterday.
I've had none of those rolls for the record.
Because you don't want them.
I know, but I'm saying you have a vice too. Like the rolls from Roadhouse.
But it's not like it's a week old thing.
She got extra butter.
So worth it.
How many things of butter?
Cinnamon butter? Come on now.
She gets a tub of butter per roll.
Per roll, yes.
She did.
One little butter thing per roll.
Per roll, yeah. She got a tub of butter. Yeah.
I still don't think she competes with you.
Thank you.
On your sugar.
We're going there weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put her down.
I did have heart palpitations this week. So,
babe, seriously?
Yeah, it's
I get it.
Yeah,
it's
happens.
Fun. I get them too.
Chest pain is nothing.
Oh, yeah. I've had them since I was like 13.
Well, yeah.
Well, you make fun of me for my gag reflex.
I probably should.
So, you both.
But who are we
like,
kidding?
You have sweet tea every day, and here's he has the thing.
Coffee
here's
could kill, thing. Or not.
My witch doctor
Gavin
has told
too much
me
coffee.
That's true. My witch doctor has told me that I need to cut back on sweet tea.
She and did.
Yeah, she's
and
like,
you're still
the
going
caffeine.
To her.
Well, here's the thing. I am trying to there? Cut back, but if you will notice, because she follows me on Instagram too, mm-hmm. and she sees what happens there. But I saw her this week, and she was like, "How is it going?" And she was like, "I saw where you posted for your birthday. Your friends got you like 6 different sweet mm-hmm. teas to try." And I was like, "Listen, I'm set up to
listen,
fail.
Lady. I'm paying you. Stay out of
well,
this."
Well, that and also I said, "I'm set up to fail because I'm sorry that people care about me. I'm yeah. sorry that they know what I love and like, and right. they want to care for me.
Yeah. Right.
So I apologize that people
in an
love
entire
me.
Gallon
exactly,
of Milo's.
A Milo's jug of sweet tea. And also too, if you notice, yesterday I said I did. No, it wasn't yesterday. The day before, we had had a Chick-fil-A order, and I didn't put on there a sweet tea. But the guy that went and got our order." Yeah. Got me a large sweet tea because he was like, "I didn't see where it was on there, and I just assumed you overlooked
yeah,
it."
See?
And he got me one. What am I supposed to do?
You
throw it in his face?
We know
no,
you.
I have to get it. I have
do
to
you,
drink
I
it.
I didn't diet it though. Like, do you
oh,
try and
I
do the
should
half?
Drink half of it?
Because that's pretty
that's
doable.
Smart.
Yeah. That
massive.
Thank you for saying that. Finally, that's smart.
Smart.
There it is. Finally,
I should have done the I didn't diet.
Made fun of me for years, and she finally just said it. That's smart, and that's how I want to end this podcast.
No, we haven't even gone through what we're doing this weekend.
That's very true.
That is rude.
So we would have gotten home and I'd be like, "Wait, what?"
You still would have had to ask me today.
And you wouldn't know.
I know. And I'd be like, "You were there. How come you don't remember? I'm not telling you."
Because wow. You kept talking.
All right. Let's go to Gavin. We'll end with Betty Lou.
Okay. So we're probably only.
I'm already bored. Betty
wow.
Lou. No.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry.
Man, that's fine.
Go, Gavin.
Okay. We're going to try and go to. They just planted a Raising Cane's up in,
we
up in
go
Nashville.
There.
It's like 6 minutes from my house.
What?
I'm really unsure of how like busy that line is going to be. So yeah. We're going to do an early dinner with some friends. I'm hoping to target like 4 o'clock.
Good idea.
Not for being like old person
no,
dinner
but
time,
beat the line.
But I just want to beat the like dinner rush.
Yeah.
And on a Saturday, I'm just not sure.
And it's new.
It's going to be yeah. so trendy, especially like in my area. Like that's just like a weird trendy.
Yeah.
Like my generation is going to go nuts over there.
It's so yummy.
I'm really excited. I also watched a video about how to make your own Raising Cane's sauce.
Nice.
So I'm going to try and I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to go to Cane's, have their sauce, and try and compare it to a homemade version.
Good idea. My wife that. Signed me up to learn how to make street corn for our small group for yeah. a thing. I've never made it before. And then she's going to make
Are
something she's never made. Yeah, okay. But I'm like, I've never made it before.
Because I pitched that to her.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, this was your thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you're killing
well,
me, Gavin.
Rachel from our small group said, make a corn something. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Mm. And so Gavin and I were talking about it. And then he's like, what about street corn? And I'm like, oh, that's great.
I've never tried to make it.
I've got a recipe on my laptop. Open, I'm going to do the same thing this weekend.
Okay. You should have brought like corn chips, like Fritos, or gotten some frozen
yeah.
corn dogs.
Corn
and been, like, here you go.
Corn dogs. That would have been great.
Yeah. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well,
I'm not interested.
Here we,
thank you.
Here we go. Let me think.
Oh my goodness.
So tonight, stop it. So tonight I'm seeing two friends of mine. The first one is my first roommate that I had.
Oh, back in the day?
Uh-huh. And the other one is my third roommate that I had.
Which one was that?
Amber.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're getting together tonight to have barbecue. Then tomorrow, I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to sleep so good.
Amen.
I'm so excited
I love
about
that
it.
That's your weekend.
I'm so excited
you
about it.
You have to say it and explain it.
And I'm going to do it. And then later that evening, my friends Kyle and Dina are celebrating a birthday together.
Nice.
So we're going to go bowling.
Nice.
I'm super excited
oh,
about
wait,
that.
Are you not coming in on Monday?
Oh, no, I changed it because you're not going to be here Thursday and Friday. So I'm just going to take those days off.
Okay,
and stuff.
I got you.
And then Sunday is church. Mm-hmm. And then I'm probably going to chill.
I should go to church.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We knew who saw that coming?
I haven't been for like 5 weeks.
What?
So. Yeah, because it was sister's graduation. We had friends in town and they
traveling.
Wanted to do something. And then Hawaii.
And your wife works at the church. How'd she get off that many days?
Well, two of them, she did work because two of them were just for me.
Oh,
and then
okay.
She's missed 2 weeks of work. And she doesn't work on Sundays anymore.
Oh, she doesn't?
No,
oh, okay.
Part time.
Oh, that's a bummer. Sorry.
Sorry to
bring that up.
That felt like a downer. I don't feel that way.
Sure you don't. Okay. Remember, now he's just talking like he feels. Like, see, you're a grumpy old man like me. All right, we've come full circle, and that's going to do
it. Wait, what's Marty doing for the weekend?
Oh, for the love, whatever I tell her to do.
Wally to
she will do whatever I tell her.
But we'll probably see a movie, too. Maybe.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we are?
Maybe. I mean, we have whatever that's called.
That'd be great. AMC A-list.
Yeah.
There's a new Transformers movie?
No.
No.
Spider-Man movie?
No.
Little Mermaid's out?
No.
Hey. Probably not. We haven't seen any of the live action ones.
No. I don't think that one's good.
All right. I've been trying to end this for 15 minutes, and now we're over. Boy, you go from like when we missed a podcast, we made up for it today, and you get the full shebang. So that's going to do it for your aftercast.
As always,
thanks for being a potty.
Winner.